hour.
The murder trial of Theodore Bundy goes into its fourth week in Miami today after a long weekend. Friday's session was delayed because the defendant was suffering from a virus. He's accused in the brutal slayings of two Florida State University sorority sisters in January 1978. His trial has attracted a steady and unusual stream of spectators. Robin Lloyd of station WTVJ reports.
Each day, the courtroom is filled with spectators drawn by a fascination with Theodore Bundy himself or by the gruesome details of the crimes. Bloodstained pillows, pictures of the murdered co-eds, evidence that the women were sexually abused. What is unusual to see is that many of the onlookers are women, young women, contemporaries of the five Florida State sorority sisters who were assaulted in their beds a year and a half ago.
Every time he turns around, I kind of get that feeling, oh no, you know, he's gonna get me next, you know.
But yet you're fascinated by him.
Very, very. Every night when I go to bed, I just, you know, I get very scared. I shut my door and lock him, you know.
I'm not afraid of him. He just doesn't look like the type to kill somebody. You try to imagine yourself in his place and to see how he's feeling, looking at the pillows with blood stains and everything, if he really did it or not.
The trial has drawn women from as far away as Seattle, where Bundy is suspected of other sex murders. Why is this happening? According to one psychiatrist, it is a mixture of fear, intrigue, and in particular, sexual attraction.
And so, yes, I do think this is, in an underlying sense, a sexual attraction, using that word very broadly for the moment. But there is no question but what violence does quicken the pulse of many people, and certainly of young women.
The young women themselves aren't too sure what it is that attracts them to the trial.
Are you a little scared when you look at him?
Yes. It scares me to be in the same room with him, but I know there's other people in there, so.
Why do you do it?
I don't know.
Robin Lloyd for CBS News, Miami.
In many communities, a major target of...